Fintech unicorn Cred is eyeing around $75 million in a down round.
Flipkart to hire 5,000 employees this year.
Tata Digital ditches Fort for Parel.
Assam may get its second industry from the Tata Group.
From Belagavi to Boeing, let's check out Aquis's journey.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya.
Hey Chandra, hi. So before we get into our top stories, let's kick off with a big funding news from a fintech unicorn. So we are talking about Cred, which is said to be raising about $75 million from its existing investors, but it comes with a valuation cut.
Yes, so the startup's valuation is dropping from $6.5 billion to around $3.5 billion, according to our sources. That's a 46% drop. Now, the investors who will be part of this round include GIC, Sofina, and RTP Global, with others, including the founder Kunal Shah, jumping in. Some sources say that this down round reflects the broader correction in the Indian fintech ecosystem.
That's right. But Cred is not alone here. In fact, down rounds are totally back. Just a few days ago, we did a deep dive on down rounds and saw startups like Stanza Living and City Mall also raising at a lower valuation. Well, on one side, funding activity is picking up, but definitely at a corrected valuation.
Right. So down round might be sobering, but on a brighter note, one of India's biggest startups is hiring and in big numbers. We're talking about Walmart-owned Flipkart. Now, Flipkart, we understand from a town hall, is hiring 5,000 employees in 2025.
Yes, so that hiring blitz will support its rapidly expanding quick commerce arm, which, by the way, is adding around 2 dark stores a day. Now, the goal is 800 stores by the end of the year.
Not just that, Bhavya. Flipkart is betting big on its consumer finance platform, Supermoney. So think credit products, digital wallets, and more.
Yes, and AI is also becoming mainstream for this e-commerce player. We hear that Flipkart's AI investments have jumped 6x this year, and they're using it to future-proof everything from user experience to back-end operations. Well, fashion's been a big driver too, bringing in around 40% of new users for Flipkart.
Right, so quick commerce, fintech, AI, looks like it's going to be a busy year for Flipkart. And remember, they also announced their intent to domicile to India. So let's look forward to an IPO as well. Now, next up, we're talking about another commerce player, but this one owned by a huge conglomerate. Tata Digital is packing its bags, well, from Fort to Lower Parel, and the company is moving out of its current office in South Mumbai and shifting to Lower Parel to cut costs.
You're absolutely right. To save rent of about 2 crores per month or around rupees 24 crores annually. Now, the current space costs around 3 crores a month and the new one's pegged at around 1 crore.
Right. But Mumbai is not just what Tata has its eyes on. Let's shift east to Assam, where the Tata Group could be setting up another industrial project after the Semicon facility that they've already announced.
Yes, that's of course a big news. Tata Sons Chairman N. Chandrasekaran is being quoted by Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sharma for a second investment in the state.
And Assam is rolling out the red carpet. In fact, CM Himanta Biswa Sharma told Money Control that they have a new electronics policy and a 60% incentive boost on top of the Centre's PLI scheme, all geared up.
So multiple Japanese delegations have already visited the state. So the Northeast is officially on the investor radar now.
Right. We'll have to wait and see if the Tata Group sets up a second facility. But this is turning out to be an interesting contest between states, because Himanta Biswa Sharma also said that the Tata plant in Assam is proceeding at a faster pace than the one it has in Gujarat. Well, moving on, and now a quick pop quiz for you. What do the overwing exit door and spinner on a jet engine and the landing gear have in common?
Things I hope never malfunction at 35,000 feet.
Also true, Bhavya. But here's something to be well proud about. All these are made in Belagavi in North Karnataka, specifically by Akers, a manufacturing company that's now working with giants like Airbus, Boeing, Collins Aerospace, among others.
That's definitely a heartwarming news there, Chandra. So the Aquis Aerospace Park is now producing around 4,500 aircraft parts a month. And the company has also diversified from aerospace manufacturing in Belagavi to include a consumer durables cluster in Hubli and a toy manufacturing cluster in Koppal, employing more than 4,000 people across its operations.
That's right, Bhavya. This is a make in India and a make in tier 2 India story. So Akers, in fact, in its initial period, struggled to convince customers and investors. And Arvind Milligeri, the founder of Akers, joked that many people would confuse Belgaum and Belgavi for Belgium. But they've come a long way from that, because his clients now include Airbus, Boeing, Safran, Collins, and several other global giants. And not just that, Bhavya, they're also gearing up for an IPO and diversifying into other segments as well.
Right. Let's do a quick funding roundup. So we heard about CRED's funding news, but before we wrap up, it's time for a quick roundup of other important fundraisers today. So let's go.
CityCart, a value fashion chain serving Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities, just raised 538 crore rupees in its Series B round led by TPG NewQuest and A91. And they recently hit 1,300 crore in revenue, and they plan to expand their 137 store footprint. In fact, Money Control broke this story a few months ago.
Right. Frinks AI, a deep tech startup building vision-based AI for manufacturers, raised around $5.4 million in its pre-Series A round. So the backers include Prime Ventures and ex-startup bigwigs like S. Ramadurai and Gopichand Katragada.
And finally, Slick, a quick commerce fashion startup in Bengaluru, raised $10 million in Series A from Nexus Ventures and Lightspeed. Their goal, deliver fashion in under 60 minutes. They are also launching instant returns. Bhavya, have you tried Slick yet?
I have to. Well, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Hope you found this interesting, and shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startups team for the stories we spoke about today.
Thank you very much, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast from. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.